Welcome to the Valor Podcast. I am excited. The fall is coming, and it's the perfect time of year. You have NFL's kicking off, college football's kicking off, there's hockey coming into play, there's all kinds of things in the sporting world that are going to entertain us for a while. There's also a lot of concerts that are going to be happening across the land. People are touring across the country right now. So if you are into entertainment and the sporting venues, this is your time of year. And you're probably wondering, why are we talking about sports on a veteran program? We'll get to that later. But first, I want to thank one of our listeners who stepped up and sponsored one of the episodes. It's Tom Rowan. He is a Marine veteran. He's a longtime listener and said, hey, I want to help you and sponsor the show. So thank you, Tom. It's appreciated, and it covers the cost to keep the lights on and all that. The cost to go to any sporting event has gone through the roof sometimes. While you factor in parking, tickets, soda, beer, drinks, you get some souvenirs and things like that, you're upwards to $150 or more. Now, going to a concert, that could range from anywhere from 10 bucks all the way up to 300 bucks, depending on where you sit. There's an organization that is helping with that ticket burden called VetTix. VetTix provides tickets to all branches of currently serving military and veterans, including immediate family of troops killed in action. I am joined by Al Mag, who serves as the Chief Marketing Officer for VetTix. Al, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. That was a great lead-in. You're absolutely right with all the cost of tickets these days. In fact, I noticed the other day, I'm a Rolling Stones fan, and to see them in Las Vegas, I think the cheapest ticket was $1,500. So I guess I won't be seeing the Stones in October.
Well, maybe if you get a lottery ticket, have 7 lucky numbers. There you go.
I guess so.
So, Al, you have quite the background. You have a marketing background that spanned over 4 decades. What kind of drew you to, one, getting involved with veterans and also with VetTix?
Well, I worked for the biggest company in Arizona, about $27 billion in size. It's a technology distributor, and I was the chief communications officer. And one of the things I was always doing was buying suites here in Phoenix for all the major sports teams and some of the ASU games. And typical, not everybody could use the tickets, and we'd give them to customers and of course employees, and sometimes we just wasted the tickets, went to waste. And I ran into these folks from VetTix, and they asked me about giving them some tickets, so I did. And then months and months later go by, and the young lady who worked for me and handled the tickets said, Al, these are the only people that ever say thank you for when we give people our tickets to use. I said, well, give them more tickets. Well, that kind of kept me aware of them and what they're doing. And they knew I was retiring from Avnet. And I think an hour after I retired, they asked me if I would help them with their communications and marketing. They were just a little bit over 1 million in tickets, they weren't at 1 million tickets yet. They're still moving along since 2008, and it's probably one of the luckiest things I've done in my life, getting involved with the VetTix folks, and now we're over 2 million tickets served to some great American heroes, which are our veterans. Unfortunately, I'm not a veteran. My brother is. And I really never got much involved in the veterans scene until I met my friends from Veteran Tickets Foundation. And boy, I am I'm prouder every day I'm involved with them.
Yeah, so that your retirement, and an hour later you get the call, so to speak. It sounds like you were, in terms of, we're talking sports here, you were a high coveted free agent. How did it feel to be, a Peyton Manning like, or Carson Palmer? I know you're in Arizona, so you have the Cardinal love.
Well, it's obvious they didn't know what the hell they were looking for. They didn't know any better, I think. They looked at my resume and thought it was good. So, I was humbled and appreciated it. And it was really my starting point that since I retired from active duty, as you want to call it, in my career, I have started a PR firm just for nonprofits here in Arizona. And without a doubt, Veteran Ticket Foundation is my number one client, and they take up most of our time, and which I'm very proud to say they made me their CMO to help them out.
Definitely. And so, you know, it seemed like that you kind of got involved with veterans, you know, kind of later in your career. Do you look to it now in a different perspective, like, wow, man, that, you know, I'm really helping people do some incredible things and help them with life, really?
Oh, absolutely. I did not know. I can understand now. I really do. How most American citizens don't have an understanding or appreciation of what our veteran community and our current serving military go through every day. We do a lot of surveys of our 450,000 vet tixers, and I hope some of the folks listening, if they aren't one, they should join it. Just go to vettix.org, vettix.org, and register and get verified by a third party and get signed up so they can get an opportunity to get these tickets. So, I mean, by seeing these studies, we've come to realize over 75% of the folks couldn't afford going to events, as you started the initial conversation today. But what I really hated to see in this survey was 15% of our vet tixers didn't feel comfortable going out. And our program is you have to have two tickets. And this affords the opportunity for someone to go with somebody, a family member, a friend, a peer, another veteran, just to get out of the house, get more aligned what's going on in the community, go root for your team, have some fun, and just eliminate a little stress they might have. So we're starting to realize in some of our surveys that some of our folks are starting to say this is helping them, and it is helping them get more involved in transitioning back into civilian life. I just never had the appreciation. I thought we were just giving away tickets. It is far more than that. And as I said a few seconds ago, couldn't make me more prouder, because we keep seeing these testimonials and comments from people. We have like 115,000 testimonials on our website. And some are the basic thanks for giving me the tickets. But there's so many others that tell a different side, a different story about how it has helped them cope. And that is beyond what I was ever expecting when I got involved with the group.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I have, you know, not through VetTix, but, you know, I'll be a fan here shortly. I've given tickets away, or, you know, it was a rodeo, and I gave them away to the family. And, you know, I'm packing up my stuff because it was a promotional thing I was doing. And they come to my table, and there's that awkward silence, and you're like, there's the thank you. And then you look into every single one of those people's eyes, from the veteran to the wife, or even the husband, depending if, you know, the service, and you see the kids, everybody's happy. But there's that barrier that was broken, that we made it out. We made it out to a public venue with dad or mom. I think that was one of the most powerful things I've ever experienced in helping veterans. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm just trying to get the point across that, you know, that ticket in that person's hand really changes the life.
Well, you're giving me goosebumps, because we have that pleasure on a pretty consistent basis. Our folks, we all wear VetTix t-shirts all the time, or polo shirts or whatever, everywhere we go. And consistently, we get stopped by people saying, hey, I've gotten tickets from you folks or whatever. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. Wow. It's pretty encouraging. I can tell you that. It's something, again, it's the cherry on top of the sundae. Where this is stuff you hope we were going to make a difference, but not to the extent we have been. So our goal is of our nonprofit is to keep that mission going. We want to have a million bet tixers. We're, as I said, we're growing by about 400 people a day. We want to get a lot more bet tixers, and we want to get a lot more tickets from teams and concert producers and in the rodeos and circuses and operas, a little bit of everything. And all of the pro and sports teams, race groups, they've been all pretty kind, but we know, unfortunately, there's about a million tickets a day that go unused. And so we want to get our unfair share of those and get them in the hands of people who will appreciate them and have some other benefits, as we just were talking about it, that are very personal to them.
For sure. I worked a little bit in minor league hockey and minor league baseball, and you know, they would announce the attendance as 6,000 or 10,000, and you look around and you're like, there's no way. I know that the tickets are counted as, you know, the season tickets, but if you are attending an event, this is kind of a PSA, and you see these empty seats, start a conversation. Try and get involved to get either vet ticks or, you know, reach out to a veteran.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what we see. And, you know, it's getting to be the end of the baseball season, and we just went through preseason football. And you can see how empty some of these stadiums are becoming. Well, it's a win-win for these folks. If we can fill up their seats, as you also mentioned earlier, that the people go to these events and spend money. So instead of having an empty seat, you're making a veteran and their families very happy to go, or friends. And then people spend money on parking and food and drink and so on. So it's a win-win-win for people. And it's our job to make sure we get our message out to every venue, every event venue out there that can be aware of us. So they say, okay, when we have these extra tickets, we'll get them to folks. We just picked up, for example, the Packers. Now, you know, they're sold out every game, but their season ticket holders donated quite a few tickets to us. So, again, the season ticket holders gave us a lot of tickets during the preseason. So we're trying every angle. Yes, some teams are sold out. I'm a big Chicago Cubs fan, and even though I live in Phoenix, I still have my season tickets for 30 years, and I know the Cubs do the same thing. You have the option as a season ticket holder to give your tickets to vet ticks. You know, if you want to sell them on StubHub, okay, go ahead, but geez, I think you can do much better than that and make feel a lot better by giving your tickets to our families.
Yeah, going back to the Packers, I think there's like a 35-year waiting list to even get on the list to purchase the season ticket option. So that's an incredible testament that, you know, people are stepping up and saying, hey, look, I could probably take a Sunday off and mow the lawn, get the honeydews down.
Yeah, absolutely. We feel the same way. And there are other teams out there, you know, they're never going to fill their stadiums. You as you watch the games on TV. And you know, we're very pleased about it. We're not just getting tickets that are the worst event of the year in these cities. We're getting some of the top entertainment and the top teams. And, you know, we just saw a game this last weekend, which was pretty significant. And I asked somebody from BetTix, I said, who are you rooting for, University of Texas or Notre Dame? And it wasn't because whether you like one of those schools. Both of those schools give us tickets to their football games. So here's two of the greatest football colleges or universities in the United States, and they've been giving us tickets for years.
You have Rudy and Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, that's correct. Well, we'll have them do WWF with them one day.
Definitely. And so the goal, I mean, tell me about the first time you took a veteran to a game. What was that like for you? And, you know, I know there's the, probably the awkwardness of, okay, this is a new person in my life, but why don't you take us through how that went for you?
I as I said, I'm from Chicago, and I was in town back in June, and I had four seats, pretty good ones at Wrigley Field, and I purposely gave two tickets to Vet Tix, and I said, you know, I'm looking forward to, I couldn't wait to meet whoever was going to be sitting next to me. And it was a nice young man, and he has since, he really woke me up to why Vet Tix is so important to him. He's a 6-year Army vet. His name was Joel. And he said, sure, I love going to games, and I took my buddy with me, blah, blah, blah. But he said, you don't understand all the impact this has on me, because he said he had been struggling through PTSD, and he felt like he'd gotten through it all. And he said, this is part of that getting through it, and he does this with his friends. So he had been a Vet Tixer for a while, and so he had been using our services. So it was so humbling and a learning experience to be with that young man.
What are some advice that you can give to people that are like, you know what, I want to help a veteran. I know that I'm going to cross paths with a veteran, on how to get and gain that trust and kind of have those conversations. Because I know the baseball game, there's 9 innings, you know, if at least there's a lot of time to talk about life, talk about struggles in life, talk about successes in life.
You know what? I don't want to get that deep, because I think people are there just to have fun and get away from their troubles. I think one of the most important things at events today is put your damn phone down. You know, how much are you at the game? Whether you spent the money or you got the tickets from Vet Tix or whatever, you're at a game. Watch it. Enjoy it. Talk to people next to you about your team and or your the players or what's going on, and that'll break the ice right there. People are afraid sometimes to go to a networking event or a ball game or wherever. Obviously, you're not going to talk at a concert, but you do have a chance, because you are sitting next to somebody who's doing the same thing you are. You have a chance to talk to them about it. You're only two people in the same spot in the world. Talk to them. And I think you can break the ice that way and make people feel comfortable. That's the advice I would give. Put the damn phone down, enjoy the event you're at, and then kind of express what you're seeing or doing at the event with someone next to you. And hopefully that'll help.
Definitely. And also a safety concern. I mean, there's foul balls and baseballs and players flying into the stands. I see the highlights that people are buried in their phone. It's like, man, enjoy it. Seize the time, whether it's at the venue or the baseball game or football game or concert, and just enjoy who you're around with. That's your section, you know?
Well, there's last year, I know it very well. There's a man who saved a bat that was flying into the stands from hitting his kid, and he got all kinds of accolades because he caught the bat and almost hit the kid. Well, if you watch the whole thing, the kid was on his phone. If he had been watching the damn game, he would have been ducking, hiding, or trying to catch it himself. You know, it was he had no choice but to save his kid from his own problems.
I want to go to the fact that it seems that there's a lot of parallels in the entertainment industry and also in the sporting industry with military affairs. Why do you think that they kind of jive together?
Well, nothing's more American than our national pastime. There's nothing more American than football, which is becoming or has become the number one sport in America. But there are so many other sports. Not everybody loves football or baseball. There's hockey, basketball, racing. And that's what I think makes BetTix pretty damn exciting to me, is that we are getting tickets from everything from comedy clubs to the University of Texas Notre Dame game, as I just mentioned. So we get a little bit of everything. And I think the world has woken up the last decade, especially the last few years, about how important our first responders and our veterans and our current serving military are to all of us. And this is just a way of showing appreciation. I think they're finally waking up to it. They don't realize how many times people in the military move, how they may sometimes put their lives on hold to be in the service and so on. People are just starting to wake up to the and all these veteran groups that I'm now becoming more aware of all the time are doing a pretty damn good job of telling the stories of veterans and the importance of helping and supporting them. Because it isn't a well-paying job, that's for sure. And so people are could use some help in a lot of different areas, or even just getting a job when they get out. So there's a lot of different things going on, and BetTix plays one part of that in helping people assimilate. It just puts another smile on our face for that day.
It seems like a lot of these organizations are familiar with the military, have the understanding of what it means, but when you boil it down, they're both organizations that are going towards the common goal of whether it's being the best performer or winning a championship. And on the flip side, you know, the military, it's completing that mission, being safe and things like that. Does that help establish the connection with the veterans and the, you know, the organizations that are helping support BetTix and other kind of veteran organizations to say, yeah, we understand the framework of what you guys go through and teamwork?
I don't know. I'll just say my background, other than for my brother, and my brother never talked about how tough it was to be in the Army for 4 years or whatever it was. And I think that sometimes are pretty humble, and they only turn back to their own peers, and so that leaves us the majority of people who have not served not understanding. So every opportunity that anybody has to explain the sacrifices these people have made in many ways. I don't even want to talk about the folks that get hurt and obviously die defending our country. That I hope everybody gets that. But it's the other things that I just never realized. And if I didn't, I just assume others are just no different than I am. And I think with social media, more media out there than ever before. You know, it's 500 channels sometimes of nothing. When I was growing up, there were 6 channels at best. And so with all the media, now social media and other stuff, there's an awful lot of opportunities with all these associations and groups to tell stories about the impact of our veterans and first responders that have had on our nation for years. And I hope we all wake up and do our small part. And that's why we're looking for people to donate money. And every penny they give us goes to buying more tickets. We are looking for people to donate tickets or funds, sponsors. And at the same time, we want to grow our number of vet tickers. As I said, we're about 450,000 right now. Please join up and see what we can do and how we can help you get to events.
That's a great segue. I mean, you have a direct access to the veterans and then a direct access to all these the venues and things like that. With the feedback that you get, does it bring up the conversation of how to make it more enjoyable for a veteran and their family? Because I know some struggle with large spaces and you know, a large amount of people around them. Does that get covered during, you know, kind of feedback with different organizations?
No, not too much. I think most organizations just want to do the right thing, and that's just give us some tickets to give us the opportunity to share them and distribute them to our vet tixers. I think they're starting to learn these things, but in general, I think people are just kind enough to donate some tickets or make sure they get them to us. I think they trust vet ticks because we've been around since 2008, and we are focused on one thing and one thing only, and that is we have great IT systems that allow us to get a lot of tickets electronically and then share them electronically. And they appreciate that simpleness, that ease of doing working with us. They like the fact people say thank you, and thus they give us more tickets. It's that simple. Some, you know, want the recognition for giving us the tickets, and others have no, don't worry about it. You don't have to say thanks to me. We're glad to give you the tickets. Everybody's different, and we try to work around all of them as best we can.
So if somebody wanted to go onto the vettix.org site and they are a veteran, I was looking on there, there's different things that they can sign up for, and there's like a wish list and a dream list and other things like that. Why don't you talk about the process of doing that?
Well, first, and I think that's one of the reasons why people like to donate to us, we have verified that they are a veteran or they're current serving. So when you sign up, you just have to go through a simple process with our third-party vendor who will ask a few questions and ask for certain certificates of that will prove that you served. And after that, you then sign up and you then are asked a few questions. How far are you willing to travel to go to an event? Are you willing? I mean, if you're possibly handicapped and disabled, you may only want to go in the city you reside, or if you are, or if you want to go to an event 200 miles away, you may want to do that. For example, I'm in Phoenix, and there's a lot of people from Tucson are very willing to come to Phoenix for events. So that's about 150 miles, or about 100 miles, I'm sorry. And other people go, nah, I just want to stay in Tucson. So that's one thing. You tell us how far you're willing to go, and then you tell us what you're interested in. Are you interested in sports? Are you interested in family programming? Are you interested in racing? And so you tell us what all the things you're interested in, and that's what we send you on a consistent basis, sometimes daily. You'll get emails from us saying, here are the tickets in your area for what you asked for. And then you then request them, and if the tickets are available, you get them. If they're really tough tickets, for example, we had Guns N' Roses the other day. Well, that was pretty, a lot of people wanted those tickets. So what happens? You go into a lottery, and then you somehow, you know, you get picked by putting in some points and coins. We call them coins, and but they're points as well. And you get these things by being a vet tixer for a while, by saying thank you, sending us a photo. There's different ways to get more points. So one day, there's people out there with thousands of points, and so they have a better chance to get some of these lottery things. But depends on the city, depends on the venues. We're looking at possibly giving away 700,000 tickets this year, which is up from 560 from last year. So we're growing and getting number of tickets from people. And for example, we're working on a project with Live Nation right now, and the most tickets we got from anyone this year is from Live Nation. So a lot of concerts were in there.
What is one concert or sporting event that is your bucket list that you would love to take a veteran to?
Ooh. I think based on what I know, which is pretty hard, it would be the Super Bowl, obviously. But something logical, I mean, that's reasonable, probably would have been something like the Rolling Stones. But now, having, as I mentioned, they're more expensive than I thought. I doubt if we're going to get too many donations from on that one. I don't know. That's a great question. We do know our folks love racing. So if I'm in the PI, the Phoenix International Raceway has been kind enough to donate tickets to us. So that would be something that would probably be damn enjoyable.
And a Cubs fan, World Series, right?
Well, let's put it this way. I have a long list of friends all of a sudden that are saying, hey, if you don't use your tickets for the playoffs, give us a call. But being a good Cub fan for 67 years, I know I can't count any, what is it, count your chickens before they're hatched. I'm just, it's pretty exciting to see them do so well this year. They've been doing well. But October is October. You know, I'm scared to death. I'm going to be on my pins and needles every game, and I'd be so happy to finally get to a World Series game. That would be, in fact, I have a brick at Wrigley Field and it says, please win before I die. So so I do want to go, and I take my son and my wife with, and I hope that's something I can do this year.
Definitely. That would be a great thing. And you know, maybe you have one of those veterans come with you, and he's the good luck charm through the playoff run. So,
well, if that's one of the ways we can win, I might have to think about that and do it for sure.
I'm sure they would be enjoying the confines of Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So finally, the thing that I want to get across is donate tickets, find somebody to go take the veterans to, and you know, it's a great organization to get involved in and start that path of getting them out, having them sort of heal and be a family again, and even just be a civilian again. What is one thing you want to leave with our listeners about getting our veterans out to?
Well, thanks for all the time today. And I think there's a couple of things I'd like to just make sure we're very clear about. When we are 95%, our funding goes to programs. So we're not an organization wasting money. We only have a small staff here in Tempe, Arizona. And we are 110% focused on doing the right thing and acquiring tickets and getting to people who want to go. The tickets are free. You pay a small delivery fee, and that delivery fee is approximately $14. So for an example, when you get your tickets, you never know where you're sitting. And for example, if you're going to a Yankee game, you could be in the last row of the bleachers, but you also might be in the first row next to the Yankee dugout. So you never know what seats we've gotten, because we have one of the owners of the Yankees gives us tickets on a consistent basis. So it's a wonderful program. We have some people that are, you know, all ex-military who are just think this is the most important mission in the world. And we're starting to get recognized for that. We are the number one nonprofit according to Great Nonprofits survey. Our CEO was named to the Hill Vets 100. We're very, very proud of all the work we're doing. We always can do more, but we hope everybody will sign up. We hope you will support us in some form or another. But the main thing, most of your audience will be veterans, and we hope you sign up and enjoy what we're doing. And again, all we can do is say thank you for your service, and we hope we're doing our small part in showing appreciation for what you've done.
Thanks for listening to the Valor Podcast. Make sure to like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play or any other podcast management app. Visit us on our webpage at thevalorpodcast.com. finally, find your mission. There are many veteran organizations, nonprofits, and veterans needing your help. I promise you'll make some great friends.